Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, that is not the music you expect leading up to Independence Day.
No, I was expecting some patriotic something going on, yeah, but I like it.
Exactly. That's a silly love song. It's actually Silly Love Songs by Wings.
Okay, and Paul McCartney.
Have you heard this song before?
I have. I don't know that I would have known that by the title.
No,
but I
didn't know what it was called. But when he gets to the part that says, I love you, then I know what it is. But anyway, why are we playing Silly Love Song? Well, this was the number one song on July 4th, 1976. And as we know, that was our nation's bicentennial.
Right.
And more history facts, I'm a bicentennial baby.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So this is special to me.
You're feeling it.
I'm feeling all of this. And we're feeling July 4th. That is tomorrow. We're going to be off tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
So we're definitely feeling a day off and a day of celebration. And, you know, it's always been a lot of fun.
Oh, I love the 4th of July. I think it was one of my favorite times growing up because, you know, it's right in the middle of summer break for kids.
Yes. Now, my cousin Carla, shout out to Carla Blakemore Buchanan, we used to have 4th of July outfits. And it's right by her birthday.
I totally believe it.
Today's actually her birthday. Oh, so, well, happy birthday, Carla. But we used to have outfits for the 4th of July.
Of course.
So, I mean, it had to be like a nice little... So, did you wear certain stuff?
We always had like t-shirts, 4th of July t-shirts. Or I'm sure when I was little, my mom got us red, white, and blue something.
Probably little ruffly outfits. Because she had two little girls.
Yeah. Big bows and all that, you know. But even now, like every year, my daughter's like, did you get my 4th of July shirt? And you'll love this year's.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it tomorrow.
It says, it's like a big disco ball on it. It says Party in the USA.
How fancy. Yeah, that matches her personality, too.
Yeah, so.
You know, my favorite thing, though, is the fireworks. Growing up, I think about us going to see. You and I grew up in the same city.
We did.
So we used to watch the same fireworks. Works every year because the whole city came out because you want to watch this huge fireworks display.
Yeah, we would drive downtown in my dad's truck and get lawn chairs and put them in the back of the pickup truck and have a cooler with like Cokes and stuff.
Y'all went all out.
It was so fun.
We just like went down there and swerved over to the side of the road with the rest of the city and tried to find a, you know, place to view the fireworks show.
But I do have other memories of like the cove I grew up in. All the families would get out and we'd have sparklers and, you know, people would grill out. It was just a day where people come together.
Oh, and you know, fireworks were illegal in the city where I lived. Actually,
yeah,
they're still illegal in the city.
Yes.
But we had some.
I think a lot of people kind of, you know,
we did.
Do what they do.
But you know what? It's part of my memories. All the kids I grew up with, you know, on the street together. And we'd all get together on July 4th that night. And we would pop our firecrackers. And
I really think it's a holiday that's full of nostalgia for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, you think back to when. Because it's always, or for most people, a time when family or friends gather. A lot of people do family reunions around the 4th of July.
Yes.
You know, there's going to be food. You know, your summer cookout stuff's happening.
Yeah.
Most people are off work. We are thankful to our first responders and all the people that are working.
People that have to work, yes. Medical staff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all those people that are going to be responding to those calls because people did fireworks when they weren't supposed to.
So we appreciate you all. Please
we
know
certainly
that.
Do. Yes.
But, you know, those that are off tend to make it a family day.
Okay, let's get to the food. And, you know, some people were doing their thing this past weekend because they may not be off.
Right.
And then there are some that are waiting until the day.
Yeah.
So tell me, did you all eat over the weekend?
Yes.
Or will you be eating tomorrow?
We did both, girl. We're going to eat on the weekend. And, you know, with it being in the, kind of in the middle of the week, we got to work, but we can still, we're still going to grill out and stuff.
So you're going to like kind of eat and work and eat.
Right. And celebrate. And honestly, I love now one of my new things.
Yeah.
I love to watch the national fireworks on TV because they have all the patriotic music. And,
yeah.
I mean, and the big Macy's.
Right.
One, and I don't know. That's to me, it's almost as fun as the real deal.
Yeah,
so.
You don't have to deal with any crowds.
And it's cooler in my house.
It's cool. You don't have to worry about the crowds. You can go to the bathroom whenever you get ready. It's a win.
Something for everybody.
It is. So, what do you love off the grill?
Well, Fourth of July, I don't know, I kind of go with the all-American hamburgers, hot dogs, beans, slaw.
Yeah, we can be basic on that day and feel good about it.
Other people, you know, ribs are big.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can even do some pulled pork, you know, if somebody wants to go that
route. Barbecue.
Hey, it's free range, whatever, wherever you want to go with this.
But I'm always going to have homemade ice cream.
You love homemade ice cream.
It's my thing, girl.
Yes. Yes. I guess I shouldn't ask if you had it over the weekend or if you plan to have it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we have some left over, so I can eat it. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just the crank of that sound and the salt and it's just nostalgia.
Yeah.
Again, for me. But
I think it just confuses people when the holiday falls like in the middle of the week or during the week, because then you're confused about when to grill, when to gather, what to do.
Well, and a lot of communities have had fireworks all weekend. Like their big community one was like Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
You know, so.
So now you got to make up something to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, hey, just go buy you a couple sparklers and wing them around and sing God Bless America.
Yeah, just do that. And then there are sales that go on too. There are some 4th of July sales. And you know, all of the experts that they talk about, like, what are the best things to buy during the Memorial Day sale? What should you buy during this sale and that sale?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. You just have to kind of balance it all out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if that's something you're looking for, then hey, take advantage of that.
Just do it.
Some people plan their week off around
they do
the fourth.
Get
it's
some
middle of the
time.
Year
this is the mid-year point. We are starting the second half of 2023,
which is crazy.
Can you even believe that?
No. And you know, we've had a lot go on this year, so I'm thankful to kind of turn the calendar page.
Yeah, we haven't turned the calendar yet. Well, we turned the month calendar, but we're halfway to turning
amazing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So we need to start thinking about Christmas in July.
No.
I mean, look, we always talk about saving and planning. And so July is here. I even saw somebody doing something about a Halloween in July, and I'd never heard of that.
No, I haven't either. And so, you know how I feel about Halloween.
Gosh,
but I'm not there yet. Like, I like each holiday in its own time.
I know. You're the one. You want to stay where you are and focus on that, and then we move to the next one.
Yes, I enjoy every one of them. And the 4th of July is one of my favorites, I think, because it's kind of low-key.
It can be.
You know,
it can be low-key.
It can be low-key.
It can. But you know what's scary to me about the 4th of July? August is next, and there are no major holidays in August. Well, we don't get any of them off work. So, you know, we kind of skip August.
Yeah. I guess since I still have school-age kids, that's
right. Oh, well, you got to worry about the back-to-school time and all. You've got plenty going on in August, but no real celebrations.
No, there's not. And then, you know, you wind down summer with Labor Day, and then you jump right into everything else.
I don't want to wind down.
So let's
down
slow
summer.
This roll.
Yeah. Let's bring it
up.
Back to July 4th, because it's tomorrow, and we're excited.
Yes.
So do you have a July 4th outfit now? What do you do now for July 4th?
I try to wear something festive,
I
even like, I'll do my nails blue and red or something.
That is festive.
Yeah.
That takes time and planning.
Yeah, you know, I do a little.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, any reason to party.
Yeah, I see. I'll try to wear some patriotic colors maybe if I think about it.
Yes. Definitely.
So, you know.
Well, we do need to observe the day, and I'm thankful that we live where we live.
Yes.
And I always want to try and think about what I can do to make where I live a little better. So
that's right. And so we want to make our podcast better, too, as we head into the second half of the year. We are in year 5 of the podcast. And so if we can push through just a few more months, we will officially have a 5-year-old podcast.
That's
how about
amazing.
That? And how about that?
Love it. And we're thankful for our listeners every day.
We do love it. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us for this episode. And we hope you have a very happy 4th of July tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And in the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Especially tomorrow. Have a good one.